Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Barreled Up by Ball Cap Sports. Here's your host, Jim Riley.
Sanga is going to start the 2024 season on the IL, has a moderate capsule strain in the back of his right shoulder. Jesus, can anything go right for this Mets team? What did you guys do to the baseball gods to constantly just get hammered with bad news and bad luck? The opportunity is there to go doom and gloom and overreact. And that is not going to be the theme of this video. This may actually be a blessing in disguise. We will talk about that. We will address the doom and gloom scenario, but that's not going to be the major focus here. The major focus is more about what this exposes as it pertains to the Mets, the roster they have built, this rotation they have put together, and the shortcomings that this front office has put forth with this offseason. Comment down below. Mets fans, how are you feeling right now? Really, seriously. Pulse on the heartbeat of the Mets fan base. How are you feeling? Can't be good. And if you're not a Mets fan, be gentle. Okay, look, if your ace went down, how would you feel? So let's not make too many jokes down below. Let's be sensitive here. We've all had our ace put in jeopardy, go down with the shoulder thing. So don't be mean. Let's talk about this again. The issue that this exposes. This was our rotation outlook heading into the 2024 season. You know it like I know it. Wasn't good enough. Mets fans, maybe you had sold yourself that, well, if Quintana does this, and if Severino does that, and if Manaea does this, everything's going to be fine. But now this is what you're presented with. And this just doesn't work. Now, again, how long is this going to be the scenario? Maybe just the first couple of weeks? Maybe longer. Let's just focus on this is only going to be for a couple of weeks. Fact of the matter is, your ace is down, he is going to miss starts, and there is no other ace in this rotation. There's no other two in this rotation. At best, Quintana's a three. Severino, four. Manaea, three or four. If Manaea's locked in, he's a three. This rotation is not good enough. And the direction that the team is going to take to replace Kodai Senga is not going to be one of these two. Maybe that will change if we find out that Kodai Senga is going to miss more time. If this back capsule thing is an indicator that the front's about to give out, which, again, according to David Stearns, the back is okay, the front would be trouble. Just like the forearm can be an indicator that the elbow. So you've got to think that, at least for now, it's not going to be one of these two. So Scott Boras, hold on, cool it. Scott, they're not coming yet. But if Senga's going to be out long-term, I think you have to. Even though Montgomery, Snell, those are going to be long-term propositions, and you're really just looking for a short-term fix, doesn't look like it'll be either of these two. And who it is going to be may be a little disappointing, because there's no trade in the works either. According to David Stearns, it's internal. He wants somebody to step up. According to the New York Post, Tyler McGill heads up the Mets trio. Tyler McGill, make sure I get the pronunciation right, Joey Lucchesi and Jose Buto. That's what we're talking about here. Doom and gloom time for just a minute. This rotation with Tyler McGill, with Lucchesi in there, if it is for an extended period of time, let's say it's not just the first month of the season. Let's say it stretches into the second month of the season. Let's say, God forbid, he's not back till the All-Star break. Could the season be over by then? Look at the Pecota projections for the win totals. The Mets were at 83.6. Last year, two teams got in at 84. So the Mets are right there, right on the edge of maybe being a playoff team. A couple of wins go a long way, make a big difference here. And when we take a look at Senga's projections for the 2024 season, we had, depending on whether it's Zips or Steamer or wherever from Fangraphs, 10 to 12 wins was projected. I understand projecting wins, it's a difficult thing, but just go with me for a minute. 10 to 12, which I think is moderate. He won 12 games last year. I think it's a solid bet that he would probably be good enough to be back at least at that level. So let's say 12. Let's give him 12 wins with a full 2024 season. What is Tyler McGill's projected win total? 7 with 25 starts in a Zips projection. So what does that mean? That's 3 to 5 fewer wins with McGill in the rotation than it was with Kodai Senga. You want to take 3 to 5 wins off the board here? And we have a team that is no longer scratching and clawing for a playoff spot. We have a team that is going to be on the outside looking in. That is why something needs to happen if we find out that, again, that back capsule is an indicator of the front capsule, which could be a longer duration on the injured list. This team just can't give up on 2024. You can't do that. You can't waste a Pete Alonso year, which may be your last. You can't waste a cheap pre-arbitration year for Francisco Alvarez. I think you have to still put the effort forward. So they have to find a way to bring in a pitcher that can get those 5 wins back. Maybe it's a trade with Cleveland for Shane Bieber. Maybe it is, all right, Jordan Montgomery, let's go. Maybe that's the move. Maybe it is a Blake Snell decision. We won't have those moves until we find out that maybe Senga's going to be out for longer. But you can see how this could completely derail the season. Something has to be done. That is where, again, maybe this is a blessing in disguise. Maybe David Stearns looked at this and we get the first couple of weeks into spring training and Lucchesi and Buto and McGill, they're not cutting it. And they realize, oh my God, we have to do something. We are going to have no Senga for the month of April, maybe longer. We have to do something. At this point, maybe Montgomery and Snell are off the board. You got to make a trade. And the prime suspect for a trade is Shane Bieber. That's your guy. Of all of the pitchers that are rumored to be out there, he's going to cost you the least in terms of a package. Make the trade for Shane Bieber. You make the trade for Shane Bieber. Kodai Senga is back at the end of May. Then you have a rotation that has Senga and Bieber at the top. Quintana slides down to the 3. That's what this team needs. This team needed Kodai Senga, another top of the rotation arm. And I get there are people that are going to argue with me about Shane Bieber being a top of the rotation arm, but the potential is there for him to be a top of the rotation arm. The potential for Jose Quintana, again, in my opinion, is still a 3. Severino, 3. Some of you may be hoping and praying that Severino can regain that ace form. I don't see it. If you do, good for you. But I want somebody that I have a little bit more certainty with, and I do have more certainty, more trust in Shane Bieber and what he could do in 2024. So there's a blessing in disguise. Comment down below. Let me know what you think. Mets fans, what do you want the team to do? Hold tight. Let's see if somebody steps up. And if they don't, they better be ready to pivot. Again, comment down below. Let me know what you think, everybody. Do appreciate you coming in. That is it for this one. Ball Cap Nation, I salute you. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you for coming in and watching the video. Make sure to hit that like on the way out if you enjoyed the video. Stay close for more baseball content, everybody. Remember, if it's low, let it go. And if it's high, let it fly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.